What do CEOs need to know about sales these days? A lot. Outdated sales strategies and tactics plague most companies today. Listen to what innovative CEOs and experts have to say about how to change all that with Sales Talk for CEOs. Welcome to Sales Talk for CEOs. Today, I want to talk about some surefire ways to get in front of the people that can buy from you and have lots of conversations that will lead to sales. And I know that every CEO wants that, whether they're doing founder-led sales or whether they have a sales team, they want to get in front of the people who can buy from them and be able to schedule conversations with them and move some of those conversations along to an actual closed deal. I ran a program the other day that really worked, and I'm going to tell you about it. But first, I just want to run through a couple of things as a reminder that will really help your team increase sales. And as CEO, if you are not sure whether they're doing these things, then go ask and then implore them to do them. Tell them this is what you're going to do and hold them accountable for it. Hold the leaders accountable for getting these things done. So we all want to grow our business. We all want more sales. Obviously, we get that when the customer wins, right? So when we find the people who are most likely to buy from us, guide them through the process and sell them what they actually need, and then onboard them so that they are successful using what we sold them, woohoo, right? Everybody wins. They are going to be loyal and stay with you. They will buy more of whatever it is that you're selling. And they will probably tell other people without you even asking them. However, your team should be asking. So that's really my first way of getting more business and growing, right? It's asking people for introductions, or some people call it referral selling. Now, when I say referral selling, some people think, oh yeah, we get referrals. People refer people to us all the time. I go, oh, how often is all the time? Well, maybe once a month or a couple times a year. I'm like, oh, what if they were referring people to you every day? Because we know the stats on referral selling. When somebody introduces you and gives you credibility and says how great you are, and then you have a conversation with that person and they have a need, the sales cycle shortens, they buy more, and they typically stay longer. So why not do it, right? So keep that in mind. If your team is not doing referral selling, not asking for introductions, start today. All right, so that's one of my best ways to get new business. But there's another way also that I love and is working really well. And like I said, I just did this the other day and I wanted to share with you. A lot of my clients are using this method and doing very well. It's holding events. Now, these events can be online or they can be in person. Both work really well. But the key is you have to have a topic that people really want to talk about. And you have to let them talk about it. So no one wants to go to a webinar where there are talking heads talking, and they just sit and listen. I don't know about you, but as a CEO, I don't have time for that. And I'm tired. I'm on video calls all day. Now I got to keep my eyeballs open and listen to some people talk. Now, yes, some people are more engaging than others, so it's easy to pay attention. Some people are not. But if I hear a really interesting topic and there's two, you know, well-known experts, then I'm more likely to tune in and listen. But when they also engage me as an audience member by either asking me for questions in advance, letting me type in the chat, putting up polls, having discussion in the chat, letting people raise their hand and talk. Wow, that's the way to go, right? That's even better. And in the case of what I did recently, where it's a round table and I hardly talk at all, I just facilitate and let the others talk and share. People want to do that and they want to stay on the webinar. Now, the same is true in person. How many of you as CEOs have time to sit in an audience and listen to speaker after speaker after speaker? I don't even have the patience for it, right? Doesn't matter how good they are. I don't want my butt in a chair for long periods of time, just sitting there and listening. Just not working, right? So we need to think about events in a whole new way. What kinds of things can we do with the people who we most want to know because they're most likely to buy from us? What kinds of events can we do that will first attract them, then engage them and leave them wanting more so that they want to talk to us and continue the conversation? Not only that, with these events, we can also help them meet each other and network, build their networks out, and find more people to collaborate with. So it's really win, 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 win. And I love it. So what I did the other day was hold a roundtable. And the topic was, what do CEOs need to know to win in this market? Now, if you listen to my podcast, you know that I ask almost every single guest that question. And I collect those answers. So what I did was I invited all of the CEOs that are my first level connections. So I wanted to get back in touch with them. And I could have sorted it down a little bit more even to just tech CEOs, because that's who I mostly work with. But I wanted to go a little bit broader. So I have, I don't know, over 20,000 connections. And thousands of them are CEOs because I deliberately connect with CEOs because I want to invite them to be on my podcast. And so I went through my sales navigator, built that list, and sent out invitations. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I did use automation. I'm not a huge fan of automation on LinkedIn for a lot of reasons. But one of them is because once I got in LinkedIn jail, and it was really hard to get out, and you don't want to get in LinkedIn jail. Now, I wasn't misusing or abusing automation at that time, and I'm actually not really sure why I got in LinkedIn jail, but trust me, you don't want to get there because it's really hard to get out. I mean, they lock down your profile and people can see you, but they can't communicate with you and you can't do anything. And it's my main place, so I don't want to be locked out of LinkedIn. So you can use automation, but be careful and follow all the guidelines set up by LinkedIn. Now, you're already breaking the guidelines if you're using automation. They need to fix that, but okay. But do it in a way that is reasonable and within all of the other guidelines, okay? That means like don't send 1,000 a day. You will definitely get in LinkedIn jail if you're sending too many messages in one day. But I had a couple thousand first connection CEOs that I wanted to invite. I think we invited whatever number it was per day that was reasonable. And we did it over a period of time. And the most remarkable thing happened. People just started conversations with me. Now, I wrote that message myself and it sounded like it came from me because it did. And it was authentic and it was an invitation to an event. So my first connections know me, they follow me, they saw that and they were like, wow, thanks so much for inviting me to this event. And by the way, what are you up to? Or, oh my gosh, I can't come to the event, but you know, here's what I'm doing. What are you doing? And so I got reconnected with so many of my first connections, which really was just a byproduct of wanting to hold this roundtable that I hadn't even thought of. So I invited them. They responded. Either they could come or they couldn't come, but conversations ensued. Isn't that what every salesperson wants? Conversations with people who can buy from them. Oh my goodness. So yeah, did it take me time? But cold calling takes time too. Sending email takes time too. Everything takes time. But sending an email and not having a conversation, or making a cold call and not having a conversation, versus inviting someone to an event and having real conversations with them about what they're up to, what they're doing. Haven't talked in a long time. Where are you? What did you, right? Awesome. So yeah, I have a big network. Maybe your salespeople don't, but they better get on it and start building a real genuine network, connecting with all of the people that they know and staying in touch with them. That's what it's about, right? So why else would you be on LinkedIn? Just to spam people? No. So I have these great conversations before we even have the event. I had an overwhelming response, had no idea so many people would be interested, but the topic was, what do CEOs need to know to win in this market? So I'm like, okay, good topic. Evidently, I picked a good topic. People asked me, oh, how can I prepare? What should I do? It was great. And because I had those conversations with them about what everybody was up to and what the event was going to be like and what they could contribute, the event was phenomenal, right? So I think, I don't know, we invited a couple thousand people, about 100 RSVP'd, not bad odds. I'm gonna say the total we invited was like 2,000. So 100, not bad odds. And 50 showed up and stayed on the webinar. Okay, why? Well, the topic was interesting. Those 50 people had that time on their calendar evidently and, you know, blocked it off, showed up. And what I didn't do with the co-host, because I did have a co-host, Michael Filato, and what we didn't do is be talking heads. We didn't do that. We introduced as quickly as we could, and we moved on to what can CEOs do, right, to win in this market. Now, I shared a few of the answers from recent podcasts, which I'll share with you in a minute. And then we just said, okay, type it in the chat or raise your hand and share your insight about what CEOs can do to win in this market or pose a question, right? Now, I forgot one thing that we did also. We, because there were 50 people, we couldn't have everybody introduce themselves. So we asked them to please introduce themselves in the chat. Tell us where you're calling in from. Give us your LinkedIn, the link to your LinkedIn profile so that people can connect with you. Well, what was amazing was not only the people who raised their hand to share an insight, but the conversations that were going on in the chat. Why? Because I invited vibrant, engaged people who run companies and want to talk to other people who run companies. Some of them were disagreeing with each other in a very polite and professional way, and it was phenomenal. And they were all like, hey, let's get on a conversation and talk this out. How do we learn? A lot of times it's by disagreeing and hearing someone else and then coming around, right? So, wow, amazing. So I was really thrilled about this event because it went so well and people were engaged and listening and they stayed on the podcast till the end. I mean, it always drops off a little because people got to run, but I mean, it was really good. 50 people, and I'd say 40 of them were still on at the very end. So people were saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I've got to go, but I have this other thing. And so they didn't want to leave. I think people would have stayed on for another 15, 20 minutes sharing and helping each other. It was great. People exchanged information, and I'm sure they're all getting in touch with each other. So this created a community. It created its own marketplace. It generates leads for me. It generated leads for the people who were there. It helped people meet new people. The other people on the event that had podcasts are so excited to meet all these other CEOs who they can invite to their podcasts. So many good things happened. And I just can't express enough that you can do this too. And it was so easy, right? No slide deck. I didn't really have to prepare anything because I know what CEOs need to know to win in this market, but I knew that all of them would know too. So they brought the content. So very little preparation. Yeah, we had to send out invitations. I had to answer everybody and have conversations with them. It took time. It was great. And then we got on and had amazing insights shared and people connected and just lots of great things happening. So I really want you to think about how you could produce something like this with your company. And if you need help, delighted to share everything that I've done. And then I know other people who can actually help you do it. If you, you know, just want a little extra help, I don't do that, but I know people who will help you do it. And it's especially nice if you're going to run a webinar to have somebody else maybe co-host with you and run the webinar and run all the logistics of the webinar so you can just focus on your audience and moderating. All right. So before we close here, I do want to share some of the insights that we shared and that I have gotten from the CEOs that I talked to, because I think these are really, really helpful. So I interviewed Barb Betts. She's the CEO of Barb Betts and Recollective, and she's a keynote speaker, wonderful woman. When I asked her, what do CEOs need to know to win in this market? She said, relationships before revenue, always. Yeah, right? But are our salespeople doing that? Like, we may know that as CEOs, the relationship is the most important thing. But do our salespeople know that? And are they given the liberty to make sure those relationships are there? Relationships before revenue, always. Love that. And my new friend, David Rosmarin, he's the founder of the Center for Anxiety. He's an expert in anxiety. He's written a book called Thriving with Anxiety. Now, right now, I'm not talking about clinical anxiety where people need a doctor and possibly medications. I'm talking about the everyday anxiety that all of us have. We get a little nervous about this. We get anxious before something big is coming up. The regular anxiety that we have. He talks about that phenomenal. He was actually on this webinar also. He said, your edge won't come from being more productive. It will come from being more human. Yeah, and I talk about this all the time in selling. People need what you sell, and you need to connect with them at a human level and help them buy it. Yeah, love that. Also, you know, follow David Rosmarin, because he really talks about anxiety in a way that I had never thought of. That it's healthy, it's normal, it's natural. So just an FYI on that. His book is phenomenal as well. Okay. Another CEO that I talked to, Garrett McGruth, he is the CEO of Directive. His answer was, you can't outsource your GTM strategy. Whoa. Okay, CEOs, think about that. So he says, CEOs must stay actively involved, set strategy, and stay close to execution. Get involved in marketing early. Know your total addressable market. That's not just your marketing person's job. Treat channels like LinkedIn and private events as critical growth levers. Write and iterate messaging based on real customer insights, right? Real customer insights. Talk to your customers. CEOs, stay close to your customers, stay close to them, know what they're about, know what they're doing. So, so important. Samantha McKenna, founder and CEO of Sam Sales Consulting. Love her, follow her. She is a wealth of knowledge. Her answer to what do CEOs need to know to win in this market was quality over quantity. Get back to basics. Hallelujah, right? Yes. In my previous podcast, we talked about this as well. Quality over quantity. It wins every time. Quality, quality, quality. You don't need thousands or hundreds of thousands of spam emails going out when you can send 10, 20, or maybe 100 really high quality ones and get people to respond. Do you want to send 1,000 and get one response? Or would you like to send 10 and get 8 responses? Think about it. Quality. Yes. Thank you, Samantha. All right. I love this one also. Tim Reister, He's the chief strategy officer at Corporate Visions. If you don't know them, follow them. Amazing. Listen to his podcast. It is so eye-opening. He says that CEOs need to know that they should leverage actual buyer feedback to fix the sales experience. So if your sales experience isn't where it should be, if it's not exceptional, if customers are not wowed, okay, that's most of us probably. Get the feedback from the buyers. What great advice, right? Talk to your buyers. Love it. And if you do a roundtable, you can hear from them. So it's an easy way to get that. All right. We'll just do one more. Let's see. So many insights. I'm going to be publishing a lot of these, as well as the insights that all of the CEOs shared from the event that I did. Brandon Lee, founder and CEO of Fist Bumps. He's a person who can help you put on events also. Reputation is the new demand generation. Whoa, right? I've been trying for years to get all the CEOs to please be on LinkedIn. Please show up for yourself, for your company, for your future employees, for your customers. Just show up there just like you would at a live event, just like you do at your office every day or online if your team is virtual. Show up every day and build your brand, and that will generate leads for your company. It's very straightforward. It works. So love Brandon Lee. He says, CEOs who aren't visible online are not just missing out. They're making it harder for their sales teams to close business and easier for their competitors to win. Think about that. All right. I think that's a lot for now. But I want you to think about how you can use events to generate leads and that will lead your salespeople to great conversations with people who can buy from them, right? And don't ever forget that every single day your salespeople should be getting introductions from people who know you and love you and can vouch for you, so that you can get in front of more people like them. And those sales are usually quicker and easier and last longer, and they're higher dollar volume. So those are just a few things you can do to make sure your lead generation is happening. Everybody wants predictable revenue. They want a solid flow of leads. They want lots of conversations with people who can buy from them. Well, if you want that, you got to stop cold calling and spamming and start thinking about the quality and the people and how you can serve them. If you enjoyed the show, please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week.